Don't have anything injury-wise that I can report on it. We have a bunch of guys that are getting MRIs tomorrow. Obvious disappointment, but it's frustrating when you go out and you get beaten soundly in all three phases. I talk to the guys about there's an it factor that you have to have when you go out and play, an edge to you, whether it's the focus, the intensity, and we didn't have it today, and that's frustrating because you only get so many opportunities to go out and play. It's frustrating because it was a very meaningful game for us. And that's, to me, it's one of the hardest things in sports is finding that edge and playing with it every time. And that's something that we obviously have to do a better job of. It's hard to say. I mean, I think a lot of it's what I just talked about. I mean, there were I could notice in the in-game, our pad level wasn't good. We didn't tackle well. When we've had good defensive performances, we've tackled well, and we didn't have that today. I don't think I need to. I always like to say I need to see the tape. Didn't play well. I mean, it was looked like a rookie, played like a rookie. And again, I know a lot of it was we didn't play well around him, but he made some obvious mistakes that typically a veteran quarterback won't make. It didn't need to happen at the number of attempts trying to do that, doesn't, and I said that all week, that if you get into that mode where you're trying to do that all the time, and I know that's what he does, and that's what you fall back on very quickly, but there were plays that were there where make a decision, make a read, make the read, throw it, and we're on to the next play. So there is no substitute for playing, though, and that's and you can only simulate that so much in practice or in preseason. Got to get out there and play, and that's the bad thing is the result. The worst thing would be not to learn from it. That we have to come out and push through it, and hopefully he'll be better next week. Because we made a decision to go with him. I wasn't going to pull a guy after a half. Just same reason before when Brian was the starter and we were down big, by big numbers at halftime, whether it was Tennessee, whether it was Pittsburgh. You stick with the guy that got the reps throughout the week that executed the plan in practice. And to me, it's, again, I don't like to put it so much on one player. That's why it's rare that I would, the Buffalo game was a rare thing where it made a change in game. I can't explain it. And that's a big part of coaching, because when you don't have it, you want to know why, what was different, what were the signs during the week. And as a staff, we'll meet, we'll talk about it. Because this isn't Major League Baseball where we got 100 and however many games. I mean, they're all big, and this one was meaningful, and that's why it's a surprise. It's shocking that we just wouldn't have it. Well, it's very disappointing. I mean, we live in a what have you done lately business, that's what you say, four of our last five. I mean, that's what we are. I mean, I constantly tell the guys, it's especially in the NFL, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. We earned the right by playing the way we did to have meaningful games, but when you get those meaningful games, you got to make them count, and we obviously didn't today. Hats off to Cincinnati. They came in here with a great plan, and they executed it. They beat us in every phase, and we're not going to make excuses for that, but it's frustrating to put that out there. Yeah, that's extremely. I mean, we did not play complementary football. I mean, to me, you want to get the offense out there and maximize your opportunities, and we just gave up too many long drives, and we were on the field. I mean, the end of the game was a perfect indication. Yeah, absolutely. You just can't base it on one game. I mean, I said we didn't play complementary football. I mean, when you're not running well, you got longer yardage. When you're trailing, you got to throw it more. To me, it's so much more a function of the team and than the individual. Disappointing start for him, absolutely. I think he's. I mean, there were a few flashes of what he's capable of. But to me, I just overall, I don't want to just dwell on the one position. We got to play better. No, there were flashes of it, but brief and just just not enough, and it wasn't, and it can't. And I just keep stressing this: it can't just come from one. I mean, we have to, you know, have to play better around our quarterback. Yeah, he was definitely nervous, I'm sure, and that's the situations that we put him in didn't help. It's not like we were playing with a lead and getting turnovers and giving him short fields and stuff that all the running the ball well, things that help a quarterback out. So yeah, that's a tough spot to be in your first, especially when the game's going the way that it went.